Welcome to Parker's Podcast, where we connect the past with the present through heartfelt conversations. Today, I'm honored to sit down with my oldest living relative, Robin Vailette, my grandmother, to hear stories and wisdom about life. This is my grandmother, and she's 74 years old. Ever since I was a little kid, she's very close to me. She grew up in West Virginia and had a loving family with her. This interview, I will be talking about her childhood and some basic questions about her life and how she grew up. Hello, Grandma. How are you doing today?
I'm fine, Parker. How are you?
Pretty good. So our first question is, what is your favorite memory as a child? Could you list a few of those and go into depth?
When I was young, we would go to Biddeford Pool, Maine with my grandparents, my daddy's parents, and we'd stay up there. Vividly remember the seals out in the ocean. We'd go down to the lobster pound and pick out the lobsters we were going to have and come back, and they'd be ready for us. Those are really, really great memories. And then when I was 14, we went to New York City for the New York World's Fair. And that was an experience. There were exhibits from all over the world. We took a ride. It was called a, hydrofoil. It was like a boat, but it went up off the water down the Hudson River. That was a lot of fun. I enjoyed going on our family vacations, especially when I was young, because back then you didn't have seat belts. And my mom and dad, we had a station wagon, and we'd make a pallet in the back, and Aunt Susan and I would have our bed back there and our toys and our dolls. And we took a lot of family trips, like the ones to Maine. Then we went to Kitty Hawk, where the Wright brothers took off, and spent a week or two there with family friends. Always the beach. I love the beach. I guess that's why we spent a lot of time at the beach when I was a kid.
So on these road trips, did you and Aunt Susan play any games? Or?
We did. We had a lot of fun looking at license plates, trying to see how many states we could see, different license plates. And we always had our dolls with us, and we played dolls, paper dolls. I don't even know if they have paper dolls anymore. But we would do that. And a lot of times the trips were, we would meet family friends that had kids our age that we were good friends with. So it was a lot of fun.
So is there anything you would or would not have done now that you're looking back on your childhood?
Yes, they say you should never have regrets. But my mom, I taught piano, and I took piano lessons from her, and I gave it up. And she always said, "You'll be sorry." And here I am, 75 years old, and I regret that terribly. I go sit at my piano, and I can pick out songs, but I wish I had listened to her and pursued it. And also, another regret I have, I started my master's degree in speech pathology, and I didn't finish it. And I'm sorry, I did not continue with that.
So back on to what you said about the piano. I'm starting up the guitar, and do you think I should keep on with it or give up?
Oh, never give up. Especially music is such a wonderful thing. It can be a very relaxing thing, and you have no idea how much I regret not pursuing that.
So, what lessons have you learned about love, marriage, or raising a family?
One of the things I really have to keep in mind, and I remember when your dad was young, he asked me, he was writing a paper for school, what was the hardest thing about being a parent? And he said, "Is it money?" And I told him no, that the hardest thing for me as a parent was you want to keep your child in a bubble and protect them from all the hurts and heartache that that they experience in life, and you can't do that. That's part of growing up and having to experience that, and that was a tough one for me as a parent. And I also have to keep in mind, you know, every child is different. Their attitudes, their hopes and dreams are all going to be different than mine. And it's important for me to be there, whether they're a kid or an adult, that they know they can come to me if they need me, just even to talk.
So on to this, so I know you worked in a school. Did this help you with your relationship with my dad and raising him?
It probably did. I was a speech therapist, and then I went into the classroom as a special ed teacher, and I learned a lot of patience being in as a teacher that I hope I used with your dad, probably not all the time. I learned things from my kids in school that I would not have learned from my own child. They all came from different backgrounds. All their stories were so different than mine or your dad's. And I just learned that they're all so very special in their own ways, even the ones that kind of drive you crazy sometimes.
Grandchildren remember about you in the future.
I hope that they truly know how much I love them. I hope they realize that I want the very best for them as they grow up. And I hope they are honest, good human beings.
Thank you for letting me interview you and spending time with me. Thanks for listening to this episode, and stay tuned for more episodes like this.